From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Iraq today, three car bombings killed more than 20 people and wounded about 100 others. The worst attacks came in the capital, Baghdad, and as is often the case, most of the casualties were Iraqi. There are also reports that two hostages held by insurgents have been killed and two others released. NPR's Peter Kenyon has the latest from Baghdad.
Less than 4 months before the deadline for nationwide elections, Iraqis awoke once again to the roar of explosives, thick black smoke, and the wail of sirens. The first blast was near an Iraqi recruiting station not far from an entrance to the fortified Green Zone, where the head of the former Iraqi governing council was blown up in May. Baghdad's Yarmouk Hospital, still dealing with the child victims of Thursday's car bombings in the capital, received a fresh wave of bodies. Meanwhile, another car bomber left more bodies on busy Sadoun Street, not far from the Baghdad Hotel. Iraqi police said a passing U.S. military convoy may have been the target. The third blast in the northern city of Mosul was described as possibly a premature detonation. Police and a U.S. military spokesperson said there was no obvious target there. Elsewhere, the insurgents' efforts to derail the interim Iraqi government continued unabated. A police commander was shot and killed in Bakuba, north of Baghdad, and in the capital, a senior Iraqi official was shot and killed as he drove to work. The Al Jazeera Arabic News Channel aired a video that appeared to show two hostages being shot to death by their kidnappers. One was described as an Iraqi businessman who lived for many years in Italy. The other was said to be a Turk. Separately, the embassy of the United Arab Emirates said two Indonesian women, two of a group of 10 hostages seized by a group called the Islamic Army in Iraq, had been freed. The kidnappers demanded the release of a militant Indonesian cleric, but the cleric denounced the abduction of women as against Islam. There was no news on the fate of the other 8 male hostages or two French journalists believed to be held by the same group. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.